Happy fucking Thursday. Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, full-time Tony. I'm with my guy, JC Coates.
JC Coates in the building.
JC Coates in the building. Changed his Instagram name too, as of late.
JC.Coates. I just thought it was easier, right?
What, it used to be what? JC, it was like underscore. You know, I'm such a not a fan of underscores.
Back in the early 2000s, the underscores were popular.
I still don't understand it. Like, put some dots or some dashes in there.
I put the dot. I put the dot
old,
in there.
You old millennials.
Yeah, so, you know. There's a dot in there now. JC.Coates. Check it out. The Instagram is pretty.
Yeah. Have you been all over live lately?
You know, it's on quarantine. I'm trying to connect with people. We're doing some good. Cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was on it. Yeah. That one was sick. We had, what's the rapper's name?
Indica.
Indica. He came on. He killed it. He did a little pull out of the hat deal.
Yeah. He's just got that freestyle flow.
Yeah. You know? That freestyle flow. And, you know, I've been doing some things too. My Instagram's been popping a little bit.
Your Instagram's always popping.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I've that little announcing the restaurant post, you know, did pretty well.
Yes.
Shout out to Smoked. If you haven't seen on Instagram, I opened a restaurant.
Congratulations.
I have to get a shout out to JC. He got me plugged in with these guys. You know, I had the right opportunity, right place, and I was able to strike. So shout out, you know, to all my my homies over at Smoked. If you want to order, check us out. We're on 3315 East Russell Road. We're right next to EOS off of Pecos and Russell. And Russell.
Yeah, it's great. It's a good barbecue.
Amazing. Amazing. Top barbecue. We're doing a special for 420, the 420 Dank Fries. And
it's 420 today, each and every day this month, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been running. I mean, it's 420. Yeah. It's unfortunate, you know, we're in these times right now. Mm-hmm. Of the coronavirus, but
yes,
we're still gonna make the most of it. Yeah, we're still gonna make the most of it.
Cannabis is essential. So
cannabis is essential. We're still selling weed.
Yes, we are. We have our products available at a few different dispensaries.
Yeah, yeah, it's been good.
New Woo right now. You don't even have to get delivery. You can just go straight up through the drive-thru.
And you know, make sure you get there early. Make sure you go late. Make sure you're doing the thing. I think at first I think it was nuts.
Yeah, I think if you go in the early morning, it's not too bad.
Oh, going early morning. That's time to go.
So, I mean, people are wondering, you know, where do you get your cannabis, right? You know, a lot of the stores are shut down. You know, some stores with the delivery, you know, you have to have your ID matching your address. There's a lot of issues.
A lot of variables.
New Woo, you can just drive over there, pick it up.
I know, dude. You know that. You know, going back to curbside. Like, we got to get back to the curbside, man.
I think we got to get back to curbside. I think we got to get back to work in general.
I think we got to start calling the governor. Let him know. Listen, man, I don't know why we're not allowing curbside, but this would really help the business in full. You put a lot of people back to work.
Yes.
A lot of people in the industry, you know, they're going out of business. Yeah. And, you know, for us, if we can't sell weed to the dispensary because they can't sell it to people, what's the point?
And I think that...
And majority of the money that the state running on right now is from marijuana tax revenue.
Yeah. So, don't get me started. We got a good guest who's going to dive into that a little bit later today. But it's crazy out there.
It is crazy out there. How are you holding up though?
I'm holding up good. You know, we're at home. You know, with the kids, we got the homeschool going on. You know, the wife is working from home. I'm working from home. It could be stressful from time to time, but you know, I'm finding things to do. I'm working on some things that, you know, kind of got away from me over the years, and using this time of solidarity to kind of, you know, do some inner soul searching, connect with other people and just be positive all around.
100%. That's good. Yeah. I feel like I've been trying to find some, inner chi.
You're trying to vibe peacefully?
I'm just trying to vibe peacefully, man. I feel like sometimes I'm such a dick, and so I gotta be less of a dick sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sometimes we forget that, you know, we're not always in control.
That's my issue.
And COVID-19, what a better kind of scenario to kind of...
It really showed me I did nothing, you know, nothing, it doesn't matter what I do or how hard I try.
We had a great plan earlier this year.
Shit is going to hit the fan regardless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something, you know, being an entrepreneur in this industry, that's what you have to be cognizant of that.
That is, you know, and we talk about a lot of things on the podcast. We talk about politics, you know, cannabis, but you know, a big thing about what we do is the hustle, right? The mindset, the entrepreneur hustle, you know, and man, if hustle ever came into play, this is the time that you need it, right?
100%.
And everything's kind of, you know, on hold and stuff. And listen, I tell all my friends and family, you know, and business and people who got their, you know, their lives canceled and all that, you know, this is an extreme example, but I can guarantee you if it wasn't this, it would be something else to navigate through.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
But we got a great show today.
Yeah, we have an awesome show today. We have a guest that's going to be coming in live, right? Because we're trying to stay cleanly here in the studio.
Yeah, we're committed to, you know, the social distancing guidelines.
If you could see our distance, it's pretty much 6 feet.
Yeah, and you know, we're not bringing our guests in studio. We're giving them links and bringing them in virtually.
Yeah, and that's the only way we have to do it. But JC, who do we have today?
Man, we got a very special guest today, brother.
Very special guest. Tell us about him.
Well, they just drove to LA, so they're going to be streaming in from LA. I think they have it's Sheldon, right? It's All Access Vegas. It's the creator, the founder of the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards official. I think they're in Vegas. I think they're in Orange County. I think the event is also in Denver. And you know, they're taking time and creating events and people who stand out in the cannabis industry, they're taking time to give them awards.
Nice. All right, so let's bring him in.
Sheldon, you out there?
No, he's disconnected.
Oh, we had him.
We had him for a second.
You know, we had him for a second.
Hey, disconnected.
You know,
it's all good.
Sheldon, if you're there and if you can hear us, try that signal one more time. We'll try to bring you back in.
Yeah, we'll wait for you.
But I mean, did you go to the Cannabis Awards?
I unfortunately couldn't last year. I was in Reno.
So we, you know, last year we won the award for number one cannabis event in Nevada.
That's a pretty big award. You know?
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty big award.
Best cannabis event in
Nevada. I think it was even given to me by a stormtrooper.
A stormtrooper?
A stormtrooper was on stage.
Actually, I think I saw that video.
Yeah. And I received the number one cannabis event award by a stormtrooper.
That was
Las Vegas Strip.
That was a Miller Lite with a tequila of a whiskey Jameson shot back, JC.
Yes. Back in the drinking days.
In JC's drinking days. As you can see now, JC's a lot healthier and cleaner looking. He's you know, he got the Corona cut rocking.
Yeah. Health is the new cool. You know.
Health is the new cool.
I don't know if Sheldon's going to make it, brother.
I don't know if Sheldon's going to make it either. We also have another guest today.
We do have another guest.
We could bring her in. She's
Let's bring her in.
Yeah, let's bring her in.
Yeah.
So listen, this person's been on the podcast a ton of times.
Yeah.
Someone that's continued to be on the podcast, someone that we work with actively, someone that has a lot of respect in the community, that we have a lot of respect for personally. Also, one of my dear friends here in Las Vegas, we have Tina Uman from Old Pal and Nevada Normal. What's up, Tina?
Sheldon.
Oh, we have Sheldon now.
Oh, well, listen, you know, this is live, brother. You know what I mean? So we got to be ready.
Ready,
you know,
ready for anything.
It looks like Sheldon has got his signal connected. Sheldon, what's good, my man?
Yeah, what's
can you
going
hear us,
down,
brother?
You guys? How's everyone doing today?
Great, man. Great. Thanks for coming on the show. You're out in L.A. right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys for having us. It's me, and we got Ashley's with Royal Blunts in the house.
What up, Royal Blunts? Nice. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys coming on the show today. We're going to dive into some questions. So, you ready for that?
Yeah, man. How's everything going down in Vegas with you guys?
You know, Vegas is, you know, we're on quarantine, the virus is here, but, you know, counting our blessings because, you know, cannabis is essential. We're still able to get orders out to the patients and do weekly drops to different vendors that we have our, you know, relationships with, and man, it's just a blessing. So, you know, a lot of negative things, but there's a lot of positive things that are coming through all this, you know, but.
Dude, we love your guys' product, man. The pre-rolls are amazing.
Thank you, brother.
We appreciate it.
Yes. Tony, you got some questions for?
Yeah. How are we doing, my man? I just wanted to, you know, talk with you. You know, so you run the Las Vegas Cannabis Award. It was a pretty big award show last year. You know, it was anticipated to be a pretty big show this year. You had initially kind of, when things were kind of getting a little sticky, you had initially thought you potentially could have done the event, and then you had to move the event. Tell us about that, like, process and that timeline, so we can understand, like, what was going on behind the scenes as far as getting that show produced and inevitably moving it.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards, you know, we did it last year. It sold out. this year, you know, we planted it for 4/4/2020. So April 4, 2020. With everything going on with the coronavirus and everything, first we didn't realize how big it was really affecting our economy and the people. And I, you know, to be honest, I don't think it was just me. I just think a lot of people in the industry wasn't really sure of how big this was, you know. And then, you know, we're actually one of the last companies to cancel our event, where a lot of event planners, they canceled immediately. But with us, we're like, you know, we're going to do this no matter what. Everything's going to be fine. But in Las Vegas, we actually hit a state of emergency where all the venues closed. You name it. If it was on the Strip, if it was downtown. Ours was even like 10 minutes away from the Strip. And even that got closed, where it eventually got in Vegas where every single venue is completely shut down. So it got to the point where we didn't really have a choice anymore. We had to cancel it. Well, not cancel it, but postpone it. So this July 10, 2020, we'll be doing our second annual Cannabis Awards. The thing is, with everything going on with the coronavirus, safety is our number one concern. If July 10th, if this is skyrocketing cases of coronavirus and it's not meant to be, we will postpone it for a future date this year, far as like October, November, or something. We are not going to jeopardize anyone's safety just to have a Cannabis Award ceremony. But if everything slows down in Vegas, which I anticipate it will, then we will be moving forward on 7/10/2020.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. So, in the meantime, what are you guys doing to, you know, like promote your company, and how are you guys working through this?
You know what, business is still doing better than ever for us. We haven't really had any issues with everything. You know, we're still selling sponsorships. We're still selling, you know, ticket sales. You know, we let all of our clients know, hey, if we're able to make this happen on 7/10, perfect, we're going to move forward. If not, then, you know, with event planners, you know, kind of when you do events, our biggest concern is when you postpone a huge event, our biggest concern is how many people are going to be asking for refunds. You know, when we do our cannabis events, our even non-cannabis consumption events, basically, we do 0% refunds for sponsors, ticket holders, and everything. But since this happened, we actually made an exception for all of our clients, where if there's any single person out there that wants a refund, we will give you 100% refund, including your taxes and everything. We want to make sure all of our clients, you know, feel safe, they're healthy. So if anyone feels like they're not ready to go outside because of the coronavirus or anything whatsoever, they don't have any value. You're going to get 100% refund, everything. And that's not just for the consumer. That's also for our sponsors. And just so you guys know, you know, out of our sponsors, we got asked for zero refunds. So that's huge. That means our sponsors are on board, ready to go. But regular ticket admission sales, we got asked for 4 refunds, which all 4 have already been 100% compensated already. So, you know, these are just huge things because, you know, with us, there could have been hundreds of clients trying to ask for a refund or something, you know. But we got very blessed and with an opportunity where, you know, we could still move forward with our event.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think everybody loves to be recognized. You know, I think, I mean, you know, there's a ton of industries and a lot of good work, but cannabis has a special place in my heart, especially just for all the amazing people in the industry doing, you know, political work, work for, you know, medical stories and so on, right? And the patients and all that.
Right.
And you know, your event is, you know, about, you know, recognizing those people, right? And you know, there's an old saying, right? Winning changes everything. You ever heard that one?
Right.
So what happens if you win an award at the cult? You know, what is it? What does it change for a brand? What, you know, what kind of opportunity does it open up?
Yeah, you know what? Really great question. And basically, when someone wins an award, it offers a lot of opportunities. You know, for instance, last year we did Best Indica Flower. You know, some companies have been recognized for this and some companies haven't. You know, Best Sativa Flower, Best Hybrid, Best CBD Flower. These are categories that have been showcased before. These are opportunities where people have already had an opportunity to receive these. Some companies have got it, some people haven't. But imagine having over 100 different categories. So when you think about Las Vegas with the Cannabis Award Ceremony, you might have a company do 5 to 20. Last year we did 38. This wasn't a huge number to showcase everyone in the industry that has made a difference. I don't know about you guys, but you know, me personally, the last time I ever received an award, you know, I was probably in high school. You know, it's probably like 12 years ago. Most of the awards, you know, people get for sports, high school or football or soccer or something. But when you get an award for changing someone's life, changing the industry, this will change the future of everyone. We're making history right now. So instead of just focusing on what's the best weed to get you high, what's the best wax to get you high, let's also focus on what's the best edibles, what's the best drinks, who's the best purchasing manager for the dispensaries, who's the best bud tender, who's the best marketing director, who's the best security that's been keeping us all safe, even during the coronavirus. Security is still out there making sure that people of Las Vegas and Cali are safe. And so the thing is, what we're doing is we're here to recognize those people that have made a difference. Let's get into lawyers. Let's get into electricians. Fuck it. Let's even get into porn stars. There's people out there that have been making a difference. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. These people have been making a difference in our lives. So, you know, when you ask a question, what will happen if you receive an award? Well, let me ask you this. Hardeen won an award for best dispensary in Las Vegas. They're spending thousands of dollars being on the radio, being on the billboards, all these opportunities. So when someone wins something of this caliber, you're saying you're the best there is. It's not just because I told you or Ashley told you. It's because the people all around the world voted for you. Last year, we received over 500,000 votes. You know, and culture and cannabis, the crowd, the people of Las Vegas love culture and cannabis. Culture and cannabis broke records last year. They broke records this year. July 10th, they will be showcased who won awards, and culture and cannabis better be there because you guys fucking broke several records, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheldon. I appreciate that.
We appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to point something out. I mean, your event, it is a cannabis award ceremony, but it's a little wild, bro. I mean, like we were talking about it earlier. You know, we had the stormtroopers up on stage. I mean, you have awards from, like you said, electricians to security guards to porn stars, right?
Right.
And some people might think that's crazy, right? But you stand behind it. You know, you don't really fade from it. You know, and you produce it. And I have respect for that. And so I appreciate that, bro. You got any more questions, Tony?
Well, he also asked someone in the room with him. Well, you know, who's your guest today?
So we have a very special guest today. This is Ashley from Royal Blunts. Tell him a little bit more about yourself, Ashley.
So basically I'm here just showing some Royal Blunts with Sheldon. Haven't seen him in a while.
So some of the people that haven't seen the product, show them what a Royal Blunt really is.
So they're basically made out of hemp. We also have a tobacco line that's been out for 25 years, but we do cones now, and we're trying to get everyone to stop smoking the tobacco and just go to hemp.
Yeah, it's all about being tobacco-free, being healthy. And Royal Blunts is actually one of our featured gold sponsors at the Las Vegas Cannabis Awards, and then they're also our featured sponsor at the Orange County Cannabis Awards. You'll see them at a lot of cannabis events throughout the world. That are compliant, like Kushstock and all events around the world. And if you guys haven't tried them, make sure you guys find them at a smoke shop or dispensary near you.
Nice.
Dope.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sheldon. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, my man. We appreciate your time. We don't want to take up too much of it. JC, any final words?
Listen, man, I keep doing the good work. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great. I think people need to be, noticed, and I think awards are great. And I can't wait until the next event, and we'll see you then, brother.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to seeing you guys. We want to thank you for your time. And remember, you guys, it isn't just about getting high. It's about staying. You could do this for the people. We love what you guys are doing with the Culture and Cannabis podcast. You guys are keeping everyone informed, keeping everyone up to date on what's going on. Keep up the amazing work, and we will stay tuned to the next Culture and Cannabis podcast.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Man, Sheldon in the house. Las Vegas Cannabis Awards.
Just hyping this up, too.
I mean, jeez, man. Talk about an event
marketer. What he does for a living.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we do events, we have, sometimes 30 vendors, right? 600 attendees, right? Maybe 10 performers, but we don't have 100 categories. That's a lot of categories.
No, that's a lot of categories. That's a lot of voting, a lot of people hopping in there. It's crazy. Yeah. But listen.
Who else we got here?
Before we brought on Sheldon,
yes.
We were introducing a good friend of ours.
Yes.
That we are doing an event with.
Yes.
Called the 420 Stay Home, Stay High Extravaganza.
This is a big deal.
This is a massive deal.
Massive.
It's going to be an amazing event. Something for the ages. Something that you're going to want to remember the rest of your life.
And we're going to have some commemorative products come about this. You know, like a lot of the proceeds go to great cause.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the real deal when it comes to the cannabis community coming together.
Yeah. And we have someone here today. Come in live.
Almost. We almost got her coming in live.
Yeah, almost got her coming in live.
Almost coming in live. But yeah, I mean, we got Tina Ullman in the house today.
Tina Ullman.
You know, she does a ton of work. I've known Tina for many years, right? And, you want to go into a little bit of
she's the deputy director of Nevada Normal. And, mm-hmm. She helps, get all the donations and funds rocking and rolling.
Which is a volunteer position.
Yeah, she does not get paid, people. That's the crazy thing about Normal is that no one gets paid in that organization. They, everyone's doing it on their own time. It's, crazy to see, honestly. Yeah. Because sometimes I think about it, right? The amount of time that it takes to run Culture and Cannabis and all my other businesses, that's just like, that's just running like another business, right? Mm-hmm. Being in a non-profit like that.
Yeah. Because you guys, you guys got work to do.
And they're talking about, changing some of, some crazy laws, the DUI law, the social use venue law.
Things that have huge impact.
Yeah, huge impact for the patients, the customers, the dispensaries, and the industry as a whole. And they're fighting for that for free.
Yeah. Because, I think if you, as it stands now, if you smoke a joint and then you get in the car the next day and get pulled over,
there's a good chance you're going to get a DUI.
And people like Normal are the ones fighting for us and getting some of these laws changed the best they can.
And I've been seeing it firsthand. You've been seeing it firsthand going to their events. They're always, rubbing shoulders with politicians and people, writers and CEOs of companies and, activists. And, they're just trying to be in the groove, in the know, and trying to let, people what actually is going on.
Because here's the thing, the Cannabis Awards event is a fun event, right?
Yeah.
Our events, our concerts, they're amazing, fun events, and cannabis, it can be a lot of fun, right? But there's a lot of serious things that go along with it too.
100%.
And Normal represents a big body of work that they're doing out there on a volunteer basis. Getting things done, getting things changed, getting us, with our best interest in mind when it comes to cannabis. Because listen, it's legal here, kinda, but it's still federally illegal, and we have a long ways to go.
Yeah, we still have a ton of work to do, and Normal's been rocking and rolling. I don't know the exact date, but since the late '60s, early '70s.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Madison used to come and participate at Culture and Cannabis about 3 years ago. Now I look at Madison and she's got rooms full of people around her when she shows up, and she used to come to our events by herself, and she told me, Normal is the longest nonprofit cannabis
the longest going cannabis nonprofit.
The oldest one ever created, and it's still that's still running.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's because of people just like, you know, Madison and Tina, who have been, you know, putting it on their backs.
Yes.
And
can't get it.
And well, it doesn't look like we're gonna be able to get Tina in.
You know what? I think we should get Tina in. I think maybe she could tag in, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can.
Let's bring Tina in. Let's just bring Tina in this way. I'll go in the other room. We'll practice some social distancing. We'll stay committed to her cleanliness. We'll give Tina my seat because she is in the next room, and we'll get this interview.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
All right. So hang tight, and we'll be right.
Give us 1 second, folks. You know, listen. If you haven't checked out my Instagram story as of late, we are going to. I'm doing a giveaway for my birthday. My birthday's tomorrow. I don't like telling people that it's my birthday, but we're just about trying to get some time right now before Tina gets on the podcast.
Hey, pals.
And now we're here. And now Tina's
here. And now we're here.
And now Tina is here. Tina, what's up? How are we doing?
Doing great. Getting ready for our 420.
What are we going to
extravaganza?
So let's just back it up here for a second. So you're Tina.
Well, right now I'm Steven Stoner Spielberg.
Okay. Steven Stoner Spielberg, and also sells, is it your old pal Steven Stoner Spielberg?
Yeah.
Now on Instagram too as well?
Actually, maybe I should be your old pal Tina Spielberg. Actually, please, everyone refer to me as that.
But, you know, enough with the jokes. What's going on with this event on Monday?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. So with your help and JC's help and Madison and our pals up in Reno for Reno Normal, we are going to bring everybody in Nevada a great show. Think of the Today Show, but for the educated cannabis consumer, or for those that want it to be a little bit more educated on the stuff that really is important when it comes to changing cannabis, changing lives with cannabis. So we have everything from interviews with politicians. We have Jason Harris of Jerome Baker interviewing.
Nice.
We have top dispensary leaders, top cultivation leaders, top brands that have supported us. We have some fun trivia. So a fun trivia game, both for people in the industry and that people can play online. So that'll be fun. And most importantly, it's just a time for us to connect. You know, a lot of times we don't know everybody in cannabis. We see them on Instagram, or maybe they're our friend's friend. But just in creating this whole event, it's been so nice to connect with people and actually meet them and really find out why they're so passionate.
That's so awesome. And, you know, we're going to get some, obviously there's going to be some fundraising involved with it, right? We're going to help to raise some funds for Normal for their goal for the Road to Carson.
Yes. So in 2021, our legislator meets again, and that's when we want to have change laws, right? We're going to be focusing on getting consumption license. We're going to be focusing on decriminalization. We're going to be focusing on social justice and criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, we have to build relationships with these lawmakers at the state level, hopefully get them to sponsor a bill, and then try to convince all the other lawmakers to sign on. And that's what called lobbying is, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Madison, myself, and the rest of the group do, all volunteers. We do it for free, and we specifically lobby for consumers. So we want to get over 420 consumers and industry to Carson City, standing on the grass, you know, with their justice fists in the air, saying we want better
squad,
laws.
A full squad.
Fucking squad up.
We need buses, people.
And so that will be just one day. And then ultimately, for Madison to live in Carson City for the spring session, and I would go up there as well every couple weeks and lobby, just like we're a lobbyist for an alcohol company or a pharmaceutical company. So all of this money will go to support that. And hopefully we can be the ones to get better laws passed.
Nice. You know, where can they check out the 420 stay? You know,
My gosh, it's everywhere, Tony.
It's literally everywhere. I feel like it's everywhere. I've been getting tagged like crazy.
I know, it's exciting. We want everyone to feel included, right? Maybe you know one person, maybe you think you know everybody. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone's included. It's free. They can find out more information on all of our Instagrams, your old pal Tina, Las Vegas Normal, Reno Normal, Nevada Normal. We've connected with some great brands. So thank you to all of the brands who supported us, and we're excited about it. Yeah, and then of course watching again, we'll have games and prizes. Yes.
Yeah, and that's going to be live on Monday at 3:30 on the Culture and Cannabis Facebook page. We'll be going live there. We'll create a little event page. You can check that out on our Facebook page after we get done with the podcast here. We'll also be creating some commemorative T-shirts that will be limited time. Also, that will have the logo, the Stay Home, Stay High 420 Extravaganza logo with Culture and Cannabis logo and Nevada Normals logo on the back. All the profits will be going to Nevada Normal, and you can find those on the cncco.shop website.
You know, I do want to touch on something that you said earlier about calling the governor, and that is a great idea. So if we don't do it, nobody else will, right? But we have to do it right. Mm-hmm. And we cannot call the governor and just start talking shit and speak from an emotional place. We have to use facts of why the dispensary should open up. So we're going to be working on those facts to hit, such as the illicit market thriving, tons of people losing their jobs, patients not receiving medicine. I mean, you name it, everything. But most importantly, the government here in Nevada has collected millions of dollars in tax revenue for the rainy day fund. And that's going to help us out of this catastrophe. But yet you don't want us to continue to operate and all of these devastating things happen to these employees and people who use cannabis. But yet you'll allow curbside pickup for alcoholic drinks. You know that is? You know that why that is?
Why?
It's not because a lawmaker said, hey, we should do curbside drinks. That's because a lobbyist, more than likely, for the liquor industry, said that to somebody that's in an official position. And because lobbyists for the alcohol industry probably donate a lot of money and they're very influential, and mm-hmm. that's how that got done. So we need everybody to rally together. We're going to tell you specifics on how to call CICELAC and what to say, but we need to be more professional than anybody ever could imagine we could be, so that we break all stigmas. And hopefully we, the consumers, the ones on the front line, are able to get curbside back and able to, or even drive-throughs implemented.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, right? We're not looking to open the dispensaries back up. We just want it to be more accessible and easier. You know, these minimums for deliveries are killing patients. It's unacceptable.
Yes. Patients, seniors, CICELAC's hurting the wrong people, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone in the industry, except for the Department of Taxation with the licensing process, has been doing really great at having ethics and integrity and what we're building here and what we're bringing to our state. But it just irks my nerve when CICELAC says the gold standard state, and that's not how we're operating. So we will have a script. We will have the phone number ready for everybody.
Yeah. And that's going to be, once again, on 420 this upcoming Monday at 3:30 on the Culture and Cannabis Facebook page. The Stay Home, Stay High 420 Extravaganza. It's going to be amazing.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, throw on the shades. Show us. For everyone that's listening on the podcast, Tina's now rocking JC Coats shades.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I got my Mad Dog shades to go with my old English belt here. Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners won't be able to see that, and maybe not on the regular camera, but I think that's a good time to wrap this bad boy up. So thank you, everyone.
Wait, we have a big announcement.
Oh.
Tony doesn't know what I'm going to do this right now, but Tony has been so instrumental in bringing the community together, especially the north and the south parts of Nevada. And he has been a committed volunteer, committed member of Normal, and he has applied for the Director of Communications for Nevada Normal, which covers the whole state. And we have accepted him, welcomed him, and officially signed him on as the Director of Communications for Nevada Normal. So
thanks. Thank you so much.
COVID high five. True. It's if you and I can do this, anybody can do this. 100%. So we encourage anybody who's out there who's like, hey, how do I get involved? Just contact us. That's all it takes, is how do I get involved? Tell us what you're capable of doing, what you can't commit to doing, and then it's super fulfilling. So
thank you
for all you've done.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get on the team and start lobbying, getting to the road to Carson City and changing some of these laws, because they're fucking ridiculous. So
absolutely ridiculous.
But listen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Thanks to Sheldon. Thanks to JC Coates as well. He's now getting me some great content behind the scenes. And That's the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. I don't even know what number of podcasts. I think we're on, is it 40? Yeah, this is number 40.
40?
Yo, bingo.
Me and JC are almost 40. And there's nothing wrong with elder millennials, you little whippersnapper.
I'm Gen X. I'm official Gen X.
Yeah, official Gen X. And yeah, that was episode 40 of the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. Thank you so much for guys for listening or watching. You can find... find me on Instagram at Fulltime Tony. You can find JC at JC.Coats, and you can find Tina at Your Old Pal Tina. You can find Sheldon at All Access Las Vegas, right? And you can find Culture and Cannabis at Culture and Cannabis, and that's the Culture and Cannabis Show. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Oh no, we'll see you guys on Monday, 4:20, 3:30, and then we'll see you guys on Thursday. Peace out.